Although Canada has made gains when it comes to protecting rights of the LGBTQIA2S+ community over many decades of work by queer and gay rights activists, celebrating inclusion and diversity is as important as ever. Pride Month is here and Kathet Pride Society, QPS, has a full calendar of events planned, including the second annual Pride Parade and Pride in the Park on Saturday, July 19. We are super lucky here, because there is actually quite a large community of queer people in the Kathet Regional District, said Pride Society President Donna Gilinardo-Goudreau. With the rise of hate crimes, growing fascism in other countries that are close to us, it's really important that we keep reminding people that we're here. Gilinardo-Goudreau said society members are excited and enthusiastic about this year's events, which include community swims, queer meetups, socials and special guests. Queer musician and professional photographer Taylor will be at the Powell River Farmers Market on Sunday, June 8, offering Pride-themed Polaroids. Taylor will also be performing at Townsite Brewing on June 10. We have a free swim at the rec center, and then we have a swim at Mowat Bay, said Gilinardo-Goudreau. I think this was requested from people in the community, so we're really excited to do that this year. Organizing Kathet's first Pride Parade last year came with some challenges, but this year, Gilinardo-Goudreau said QPS feels more support from the city and community. Last year we struggled a little bit with traffic control, and there wasn't much support from the city. We basically hired a traffic control company that didn't end up showing up, said Gilinardo-Goudreau. I was a bit worried about safety last year, but the city is doing the traffic control, and they are super supportive, which is fantastic. Folks who watched the parade last year will recall drag performer Connie Smudge taking the traffic control reins at the front of the procession on Marine Avenue. We have about 15 different groups already signed up, said Gilinardo-Goudreau. Sign up is still open for folks to apply to be in the parade and or to participate in Pride in the Park. The park event at Willingdon Beach will have art and food vendors plus live music and DJs performing on stage. We are community members, we own businesses and we should be allowed to enjoy ourselves and be out and just celebrate just like anybody else, said Gilinardo-Goudreau. We are just reminding people that we're here, and this month is also time to celebrate and connect with the community. To find out more, go to facebook.com/kathetpride, or follow on Instagram @kathetpride. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.